So you also said that they were like completely different. Obviously, they were completely different setups of groups and different combinations of groups. How did these kind of groups form, and what kind of people teamed up? And
Obviously, again, it was not any kind of rule with anything, but easier to say, easiest thing to explain it. It was like when you have five group, they are connected with through the one thing like blood or family. You have that group together, like what is my in my case, just being a number. In other case, if you have a group of five people, they are with, let me say, lower morale or criminal mind, you're gonna have a group of five people who gonna be ready for everything. So you're gonna have gang, group of people who gonna take other stuff from people, kill, rape, murder, things like that. So in the beginning, it was mostly forming of smaller groups, but as time goes, slowly, groups started to be much bigger if you are talking about gangs. So it, to make it simple, it was it used to be two kind of gangs. First group, first kind was just regular people without any connection to army, and they formed some kind of let me say club. Not club, but group. They all lived in same, for example, basement, or they occupied just three or four neighboring apartment in one building, and then they just lived together there. They go out at the evening together, taking stuff, stealing stuff, killing people. Other kind of group was pieces of regular, let me say, regular army. So you're gonna have something like private army. If one man who was a criminal before the war, through that power which he gained at the beginning of the war and confusion and panic, he just mobilized himself and his buddies from criminal organizations, and now he's like a member of one army, but he in that army, he still have like his own group, like for example, 100 people. He have 100 people, and he's like officially, he's like army. He belongs to one side, to one army, but in real life, he's not in any army. He just wear some kind of uniform. They have guns, but they're fighting for themselves, and most of the time, he just fight for power, for let me say money, not like a paper money, but money like food, power, owning a black market and things like that. So all the time they just switch sides, fighting for whatever they want to fight, actually. And most of the time, if they're going to rob someone, they're doing that for some kind of higher cause, but it's a gang. So it's most of the time you have those two type of gangs.
And about the smaller type of gang, this consisted of pretty regular people, right? I mean, were these like people who just didn't have such a big family and couldn't basically accommodate all the jobs that were necessary to survive, so they banded together?
Yeah, it was a matter of how to survive. I guess people who mostly, I can say for sure, 99% of people in that area see their opportunities to survive on that on a way that they need to form some kind of group, either to form or connect to some kind of group. So you're gonna have group of people like family, or group of people like who share similar interest. So again, you have something like good group and bad group. In this bad group, which you can call gang, let me make things more clear. It's not like when I'm talking about this gang, it's not like 20 or 25 or 100 bad people. They used to be, most of them used to be, before everything started, normal folks. But they just didn't find better way to connect to some kind of group to defend themselves or to find food. So for most of them, only way to survive was on the bad way to survive. To form a gang and to take stuff from other people.
So that's why also the gang, the sizes were growing, because more people went to the gang because they just simply saw they alone they wouldn't have a chance, right?
Yeah, obviously, if you had, like, for example, as my neighbor, I had one neighbor, he had something like 30, 35 years in that time, and he lived alone in the house. So I guess his only way was to connect it to someone. He chose to connect it with gang. I'm not sure why. Maybe I knew him as a good guy, you know, but in that time, I'm not sure why he chose to be bad guy. Maybe he always was a bad guy under that mask of good guy, or just he see his opportunity to get rich, I can say, to do bad things.
And in these groups, I mean, even in the violent gangs, how did people really like support each other? Or was it like you just went out with a bunch of people and took what you needed and then you kept it? Or was there like some distribution system within the gangs? Or
it was combination of everything. It was combination of, for example, you have a gang of 30 people. They live, as I mentioned, in two or three connected apartments. They just make the holes between apartments to connect all three or four apartments in one, if I can say. It's ruined completely apartment. They just live over there taking drugs, drunk all the time. They just go out during the night, raping, murdering, taking things from the people. Between them, there is people who completely lost connection with reality, you know. They just find themselves in some kind of anarchy, and they use that to I guess make their dreams true, you know.
So they lost complete touch with reality.
Yeah, there used to be some of those people who completely, I can say, go mad, you know, just doing whatever they want. It's complete endless power, you know.
They were like high on power, basically, right?
Yeah, a feel of endless power just made them completely lost connection with reality, you know. So it was not usual, but yeah, I see in several occasions just a group of 20 people walking through the town and during the night and screaming, attacking whoever they want, taking whatever they want, like bunch of, you know, barbarians from old time, you know, something like that. But on the other side, you also could see like a complete organized structure of 100 people, all of them armed with one commander, and they are organized completely like military unit, but their goal is only to get wealth, you know, from all of that anarchy situation, to take gold from people, for example. Most of the time, leaders of groups like that had a connection and all the black market, and through those connections, those kind of people didn't lost reality with real world. I mean, leaders of that kind of groups was in a way smart folks. So I guess a lot of them realized that this kind of situation must come to end eventually, now or after 10 years, whenever it must come to end. So they all saw that situation as a good opportunity to gain, for example, to gain gold. Gold didn't work too much in that time. I mean, you couldn't go just outside with a few golden coins and buy food somewhere. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like second monetary. But those kinds of leaders connected the dots and understand that if they just plunder gold in those days, after a year or five or ten, whenever this everything stops, that gold will be worthful.
If we talk now about like some people who did try to stick it out for themselves and be alone, were there cases like that as well, and how did they fare?
I cannot say that it was a 100% rule that nobody survived alone. I know few cases that people actually survived alone, but it wasn't, after everything ends, they were more like animals than people. One of my neighbors, he even before the war, he was alcoholic. And during that war, he was alone in the house. He was drunk all the time. I'm not even sure what he was eating. I mean, rumors was that he was eating all kind of dogs, cats, stuff like that. I didn't see that he was eating that. In a lot of occasions, I saw him, I don't know, laying in front of his house a few times. I used to check him if he's dead or what, and he was alive. He was just drunk to death, you know. I just pushed him inside the house a few times when I find him drunk like that. I remember also one time, because in that time, I must go now to another team. In that time was a big thing to keep the fire going on in the stove, if I can say that, because it was the thing about lack of the wood and lack of the things to fire the fire. No, after half year of everything, it wasn't so easy to find a lighter, if you understand me, to start the fire. So this guy, I remember once, I was watching him, he went through the few streets at the open where from the other side people are shooting. He go through another part of the town with big pieces of cardboard, find from someone lighter, that guy light him that big piece of the cardboard, and he went with that flaming cardboard like a torch through the half of the town. Nobody shoot him, even through the open places where usually folks from other side shooting all the time, with that fisting that cardboard high above his head, and nobody was shot at him. He was completely drunk, and he came home with that and start the fire. I mean, it was almost impossible for normal folks to do something like that and stay alive, and he survived like that, living like an animal. I'm not sure again what he was eating in that time. He was alone in one big house. Nobody even attacked him or shot him. He survived everything and died after the war from alcohol intoxication again.
Yeah.
Another case was he wasn't crazy. Let me point that he wasn't crazy. He was just alcoholic. He died later. One another guy was, I don't even remember his name, but I knew him. He was neighbor from other street, neighbor. He wasn't alcoholic, but he lived in one ruined house. Actually, it was his house, but after some time from airplane bombing, that airplane bomb dropped on that his house and almost completely destroyed the house, but he still lived in that house. I guess he in some time he just lost his mind, because he used to tattoo his face with like 300 or 400 dots, just dots, nothing else, just dots on his face. He survived alone, he was armed all the time, but he was completely gone crazy. After the war, he just disappears somewhere after everything ends. He disappears somewhere, I guess, in some kind of institution or hospital.
And in the first couple of weeks, I mean, was there like some sorts of waves of suicides like during your time when people were just so pushed to the limits of what they can handle that they just thought This is the end.
It wasn't anything like waves of suicide, but yes, there were some cases of suicide. I know for two cases. In one case, a guy and his wife lost their kid, I think from shelling, and they just killed themselves. I think they, both of them are...
slashing their wrist?
Yeah, both of them. And in another case, I think a whole family of five people, they drink something, some poison or something like that, and died. All other suicide was like sporadic, you know, suicide. Most of the suicide that happened was like people just lost will, you know, to fight with everything.
So
they just surrender, you know.
Didn't go out anymore?
Yeah. Closed themselves inside the house, didn't go out. And in most of the situations, it was older folks, you know, living alone, like men and wife in some 70s, 80s years. They just closed the door and died inside. I guess you can call that suicide too, you know. They just lost the will for everything. Their world just torn apart and it was end for them.
And I mean, before you said that most women, they were, had really problems, especially in the beginning. How did kids really cope with the whole situation?
I think it was easier for kids. It was easiest for kids, especially younger kids. Actually, the story has two sides. If you are talking about younger kids, maybe until 10 years old, 10 years age, something like that, it was easiest for them because most of them didn't actually understand what it's all about. You know, I mean, they understand that is. There is a war and shelling and danger, but they didn't understand all other consequences that are coming from starvation and sickness and things like that. They just continue to live in child world, no kids world. It was easiest for them. But on the other side, you have a different story because in that time, something strange happened, I guess like in every war. Or survival situations, age that people usually understand difference between like border between kids and grown up person just go down. We just started to realize that kid that had something like 15 years, it wasn't kid anymore. You know, we just count them like grow up people. They did everything like grow up people, in survival. Things and also in matter of war, there's it was usual thing to have soldiers from 15 or 16 age. They just been shot and killed like grow up folks, you know. They just been grow up persons from 15 years and above.
And how did they? I mean, usually cope with it on like the mental side of things. Like, did they actually deal with it better or worse? Or I mean the power probably was pretty tempting.
No, actually, if we are talking how do they cope very good with that. If you are talking about kids with guns, you know, kids doing some things, kids they are 15 years old, they did very well. I guess that they just jumped over some period of their life, you know. They didn't have some youth, suddenly they just became the man, you know. If you are talking about that part, I know much later they had a lot of problems, psychological problems. But in that time, kids 15 years old was capable to do some horrible things. So it was usual thing to see, even in those gangs, some 15 years old members, not some, a lot of them. All that comes also from several cases of some of them just lost parents. Another one just because if you have problematic family before the war, you know, like family of four or three, you know, father, mother, and son, and son was problematic teenager, you know, some 14 or 15 or 16 years old, he just saw this everything, this all horrible situation, like a opportunity to grow up, to cut his connections with his parents and to be man, you know. He finds, a lot of them find the situation, opportunity to carry the gun and to kill, like an opportunity to be grow up man.
So it was like, yeah, be a strong person and be tough guy.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, a lot of them didn't even realize the difference between doing bad and doing good things, you know. Everything was kind of game maybe for them.